Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a hell of a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do.
Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth.
Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Ooh, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Ooh, that is Zach Bryan featuring Bruce Springsteen and the Kings of Leon. Covering Bruce Springsteen live in New Jersey. Tyler has left the building. It's just me now talking to no one. Well, it's the Malcolm Go podcast. It's September 25th. Day late, dollar short. We're down two co-hosts. We got Tyler on the Zoom.
It's a regional team right here. This is old school.
This is how we throw it back to the old days. This is when we're going to really talk ball. A couple ball knowers in the building today. So, what were your takes? How'd you like the game on Sunday? Disaster. Terrible.
I mean, there's like two ways. First of all, you can do the cliche. You turn the ball over five times in the National Football League. You're just not going to win many games that way.
You got to learn how to stop losing, how to lose to start winning. This fucking team, I've never seen a team fuck up a game so hard. Like, the most winnable game ever of all. Like, maybe in the 35 years I've watched this team play, that was the easiest game I've ever seen to win. Aaron Rodgers is just, like, going through the motions. He's like, fuck it, I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm just going to cash another $20 million check. You know, maybe this defense will be okay, and I'll just fucking lob the ball around. He threw one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen. He doesn't run anymore. He's barely accurate anymore. He's good from like down in the goal line, and that's it. Just lob it up, and you know, that's it. He didn't do shit. I feel like the Patriots had 300 yards to their 11 yards total. I don't remember the Steelers gaining yards that like made the Patriots look bad in that game. They were not completing passes down the field. When they were running, it was just guys, you know, humping each other. They couldn't tackle, but no big runs. Like, they kept them under 100 yards rushing, under, like, 200 yards passing. I think it was under 150 yards passing. They turned the ball over five times, two times on the goal line. Unheard of embarrassment. Ramondre Stevenson, I gave him the business in the building. This is 2 weeks out of 2 weeks in stadium where I blew my top and I left it all out in the field. I was screaming again. I went about 8 minutes of just screaming. It was just classic though. It was Gillette Stadium has become like a visitor's heaven for like visiting fans. I mean, Steelers fans always come, but there were so many, and there was this lady behind us. and she was with her Patriots boyfriend. And I, you guys could picture her by the way I'm going to describe them. But she was as fat and loud as you've ever seen. She was wearing a Ben Roethlisberger size 6X fucking shirt. Her dreadlocks filled up her hat. And they were like, I don't know if they were boyfriend, girlfriend, or cousins, but like after every play, they were doing like fake sass each other. Like it was, I'm not even, it wasn't even like a big like 20 yard gain. It'd be like a 1 yard gain. And she'd be like, yeah, yeah, as loud as can be. The only saving grace is at the end of the game, she sat her fat ass down and broke the seat. It was fucking Frankie, like, went into like white knight Frankie mode, trying to like save her. But, they just all game were like, the Patriots fan boyfriend was like, can you believe this girl? She doesn't know anything about football. And they were just sassing each other on every single play. There was like nothing like it. And then I just couldn't stay. I almost punched her in her face. She looked like Patrice O'Neal, but a woman version. And she just literally every single play. I've never seen a fan like it. I respect it, honestly. If we were in Heinz Field, God bless her. But she was in the 204. Right directly behind me. And I was like, I can't deal with it. I can't be a part of it.
It was like a good game it was a good game to be annoyed by another fan base, I thought. Because we played so, you know, clean, not a lot of penalties.
Yeah. It was so, at least.
Thing about the game, though, is as bad as they did play, they're way better than the Steelers.
Way better than the Steelers. That's the problem. They were way better than the Raiders. They're way better than the Dolphins, but they fucking keep blowing it. Like, every makeable play, like, you wouldn't even have had. I'm mad at Pop Douglas, but I can't even be that mad at Pop Douglas for doing that stupid fucking thing. Like, that's a game-losing play by him. But one play before, nobody remembers, he was wide open on a crossing route, and Drake May threw the ball behind him. Yeah. And, you know, like, fucking, he would have ran for 25 more yards. And they would have had a minute and a half and two timeouts to score a touchdown. And nobody even remembers that because you're just mad at Pop Douglas for going backwards on fourth and one. But if Drake May puts the ball on the money on third down, we're not even having this conversation. We're probably at least going to overtime where they would have fumbled.
What do we cover in the stadium? I mean, I'm sure we cover ball security. Did we cover the quarterback's footwork again?
I didn't go at Drake. I thought Drake played well. I mean, other than the interception, which seems like it got tipped.
Yeah, that was his fault, though. Like, you have to, you can't just fire a ball into the line and hope that.
I agree. I mean, that's why they say you throw it high on the back line and low at the goal line. That's the fucking, you threw it way too low, and it was a bad play.
The other thing is, it was like midway in the third quarter. It's probably after the Gibson fumble.
I can't even get them all straight.
We were having conversations. I was with like my uncles and stuff. We're having conversations about like, wait, so we have like four, do we have three interceptions right now and three fumbles? Is that six? Because Drake May threw two turnovers early, two picks early that got, one got dropped and one got called back for nothing.
Oh, I don't really get to that. I think Rodgers got one called back.
No. Drake May threw a pick that they called defensive holding on.
Maybe. I don't remember.
But it was like on the other side of the field. It had no effect on the play, and he threw a pick. Really. So I was under the impression that Drake May had two interceptions, a fumble, Gibson had a fumble, Ramondre had a fumble before the final Ramondre fumble.
Yeah.
And Drake May's fumble. Like, it was so, it was bad.
Yeah, the interception on the goal line, unforgivable. Running without, like, I mean, he runs with two hands on the ball. I just don't understand. You're a thumping running back. How you don't hold the ball tight to your chest high. Like, I mean, as fundamental gets, you're going through the tackles and you can't hold on to the ball. Like, I don't give a fuck if you get 3.25 yard instead of 3.5. Just hold the ball tight. I mean, you were through the goal line. I was celebrating. I was giving high fives. And they were like, no, wait, no, like the fucking, all of a sudden the fucking guns didn't go off. I'm like, what is going on? And then.
And that was, then they were reviewing it and it was like clear, his knee hit just after. Like, it was clearly a fumble, but it looked, for a second, you're like, wait, the knee? And then you're like, no.
The defense played good, I thought. Good enough, anyway. I mean, they should have beat the, I mean, they should have beat the Steelers by 10, and they still would have played shitty. They could have had three fumbles and won by 10. Four, they could have legitimately had three turnovers and won by 10.
Yeah. That's why I'm not really that concerned about, like, the team, because it's like, winning games, yeah, like, you need to start winning games just to win them.
To learn,
you know,
how
so
to
you
win.
Know, like, this is what we do. But it's like, whatever. It doesn't really matter. As long as they're, like, getting better. And they look way better already.
They do. They're getting better. They just got to tighten it all up. Like, you're playing bad teams now. Like, you can't be letting bad teams come to Foxborough and beat you. Like, you still got to play Buffalo twice. You got to play Baltimore. I mean, it's not going to be a fucking walkout. You can't keep going up against fucking pillows, you know, every week. I mean, you got Carolina this week. Carolina should not be in the game. Like, you need to beat them by 10+. And, like, we're 5-point favorites. I think that should be fucking, like, 8. They should be 8-point favorites at home against Carolina. Carolina has got their best players hurt, McMillan. Their defense is okay, but, like, I think Josh McDaniels is doing an unbelievable job right now. Like, he's, you know, they're still, like, getting digs into the mix, but the screens, the way they're mixing up the play calls. I mean, the offense is moving like 300+ yards a game with Drake May.
Also, Drake May is just, they're giving him so many easy passes. Like, he has so many just easy completions that are like, he can, you know, do them in, with his eyes closed. So, yeah. And he still makes a good play. So, he's definitely good. I don't know. I'm just not, Drake May being the savior is, I'm just not there yet. Like, I don't know. It's just
they had. I don't pay any attention to like analytics, but they had like some graph came out this week where it was like he was like top three in every analytics category, and a lot of that is because of the screens and all that shit. But it also is like he's made even plays that are what do you call it, like EPA or whatever above expectancy, some shit like that, and he's like high on that too. He's like yards above expected. I can't, some nerd, look it up, but whatever. It's, he's really high up. He's like fifth in the league in passing yards. He's doing fine. He's just like, they gotta score touch on win. They gotta put a whole game together. They played like good offensively in Miami, but they haven't played, and they played good defense against Pittsburgh, and they were shitty against Oakland or whatever the fuck they're from now, Vegas, in all phases. And then now they're like, you know, just put a whole game together. That's all you have to do. I mean, you could play special teams, defense, and offense in the same game. It's just, I was so fucking frustrated with the turnovers. And
when did you melt down? Third quarter?
After Ramondre's second fumble. When was that? Because I lost it.
Had to be.
My hat blew off my head like a fucking Looney Tune.
Yeah, I think that was late third quarter because they were going down the other end zone. And then they finished the game coming towards you.
Exactly.
So
I snapped. I was yelling. Two hands on the fucking ball. You run up the middle every fucking day. This is your job. You fumbled twice in the game. And I was yelling at Vrabel for putting him back in. I was having. Well, then he fumbled. And then fucking Antonio Gibson came in. And then he fumbled. And I lost it on him. And I'm like, what? And then they had to put Ramondre back in. I'm like, Henderson is sitting there doing nothing. Doing fuck all. Have him run up the middle. Who cares? I don't care anymore. And then they were like, well, you got to keep Henry. You have to keep Ramondre in for pass protection. And he gave up a sack. I'm like, I think he was in pass protection when Drake May fumbled. And I was like, it's just going terrible for
him. He's also easily like our most explosive offensive player.
Henderson or Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Right now, yeah, he is. I mean,
so far this year, he's made all our like kind of big plays.
He has. Diggs can, like, he's open every play. I mean, he gets into like fucking soft spots in the zone all game, and they play him like 48 plays a game. I don't know.
Happy with Diggs at this point because it's like I didn't expect him till like November. So the fact that we're getting him just every single time he's on the field, he gets a first down. It feels like.
Yeah, he's always open, and Drake gets it to him fast. He uncovers it like an instant. I was watching like so many stories. I'm like, it's like the minute the Patriots get a decent receiver, the internet goes crazy. So I was watching all these, and they're 100% true. But one, obviously, he got Cardi B pregnant, which was the first thing, which to be expected. Not the greatest move, but what are you going to do? And And then there was like a OnlyFans model that said that he got her pregnant. And then she had like all the text messages and his nudes up. He wasn't naked, but he was like naked from the like he was naked, but it was the picture was above his crotch. And so you couldn't see. It was like that the D'Angelo. Do you remember D'Angelo? It might be a little young for you. D'Angelo Brown Sugar. He sang a song. It was like an R&B song, maybe when I was in seventh and eighth grade. And he's completely naked. Like you could see his hip bones. And the whole gimmick was like that he was getting a blowjob singing the song. And everyone, that was just like the rumor forever. And that's like what the picture was taken doing. And whatever, it doesn't matter. And then another one was this guy who was like a fucking, I don't know, he was like on some black ladies podcast that's famous. I've never heard of this guy before in my life, but he was like, him and Diggs did like ecstasy and were going back to like his house where there's a million girls. And then Diggs licked his ear and said, come to his room with him. He was going to like bang him. And he like sexually assaulted him. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, the minute the guy, we get a guy that can get 60 yards a game, he's sexually assaulting his friends.
That was weird. Cause it was like, then that guy like instantly posted like his at, and you're like, what is going on here? Like, you're just,
oh, you saw that? Like,
yeah, I saw that story. And then instantly he's like pushing the story. Like, really? It's like when they like, you see any of these people like start to like something goes off and then they start like pumping their like Instagram under it. That's kind of what he was doing. He's like, so let's get me some followers since I'm on your LinkedIn. You're like, what is going on with this story?
I don't know. Who knows? Cardi B was wearing his jersey on the Call Her Daddy pod representing her baby daddy. I respect that.
I saw that. She said that, what did she say?
We need her in the stadium. That's what we need.
Oh, because Diggs, when he dumped her, said that it was because her booty stank.
Yeah, and that was on the internet.
And then she said today on the podcast, if my booty stank, why do I get it eaten so much?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well, there you go. Honey. That's exactly. A good, I guess you can't argue that.
Let's get her in the stadium. She just dropped a new album. We should get her in the stadium and do a halftime show.
Yeah.
Did you see? I came home drunk on Friday. And I watched the entire Patriots Hall of Fame thing, like the Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman induction. Bill Parcells is decrepit. I can't believe how old he looks. I mean, that makes me feel old.
Well, he's going to be like, what, 82?
He's got to be old. I mean, he's football old, too. I mean, he's like, he couldn't walk. I mean, he could barely get up. Like, they didn't even have him come out at halftime. I don't know if he could get out there. He was walking, like, hunched over. He was in rough shape. Julian had all the energy, though. He was
84 for Bill Parcells.
Yeah, he's up there, man. He gave a good speech. Edelman's speech. I mean, Parcells probably talked for, I'm going to guess, maybe 3-4 minutes. Edelman did 2.5 hours strong. I mean, he was up there. He closed the club. I mean, he fucking literally did, like, at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, he feels like he... Nobody is still like, no one feels like they're like committed more to the Patriots than him.
Yeah, it's like him is slight, he's like slightly behind me in how much he loves the area and team.
Because who else retired as a Patriot? McCourty. And Edelman.
Who? Full time Patriot. Yeah, I mean, of the superstars, that's pretty much it. I mean, some lineman. Mayo. Huh?
Mayo.
Yeah, but Hightower. He fucking fell apart. Hightower. I'd have Hightower up there. It's hard because people just leave now when they were good, too, because Bill would just get rid of them like at the very end of their career when they had a little bit left.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else.
Matt Light was a good one.
He never left, right?
No, Matt Light never left.
He's retired.
I mean, all the like real legend, Brewski, that would be a big one.
Brewski, yeah.
Brewski might be his only competitor in like a... Like McCourty, Edelman, Brewski, those, and Matt Light, those four there. There's not many others. I mean,
Solder.
No, he went to the Giants.
Vollmer is who I meant.
Vollmer did stay. Vollmer stayed. Mankins got traded. Will Fork left. McGinnis left. Ty Law left. Millions.
Vrabel's.
Harrison wasn't. He came here second. So it's a lot. I mean, yeah, there's not many.
Gronk,
obviously.
Yeah.
Welker.
Oh, the fat Andrews. Andrews is another guy.
That's what I said. Like they had some linemen, like Andrews or fucking even like a even like Copen left too. We went to go play with Peyton Manning.
Oh yeah,
in Denver. So a lot of them, but I don't know. Yeah, Edelman's a classic guy. Like, you feel like you could really, he would like actually like hanging out with me. I'm sure he wouldn't, but I feel like me and him could at least get along for a little bit. Like, if it was just the two of us and he didn't have to be cool in front of his friends or like around other people, I feel like we could get along pretty good.
Well, yeah, you could definitely, you could ask him enough Patriots questions from like, you know, week 7 of the 2016 season.
I don't know
season.
If he'd like that though, but he'd like, no, at least, I think we're the same age and like a lot of the same weird stuff where I think that we can get along. But I also think he's got too much jock in him where he's like, he would think his jokes are way funnier than they are and wouldn't get a lot of my stuff. Like, I'd be talking about like weird fucking movies that he'd never heard. I'd be doing like Fargo to him and he would have no idea. And you know what I mean? He'd just want to do Dumb and Dumber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's that. Yeah, you do forget that all these athletes, like, they only like know sports
and getting laid. That's like, they all they know is never being the worst guy. They're just like, I was such a fucking like, non-compete with like anybody that was handsome and good at sports, that like I had to be funny or I was fucked over. I was done for. Like, these guys have no idea what that's like, how to like have as much a personality as I had, because I had nothing else. So I had to just I had to develop my personality. And then I also, you know, whatever looks I did have, I lost so fast. My hair fell out instantly. You know what I mean? I was decent looking in high school, and the minute I got to college, I was like, man, I'm going to slay. Hair out immediately. I think freshman year, I was picking it up in clumps in the shower. God gave me nothing. Not start to finish.
Would you ever go to Turkey?
I think that's way too fucking off the table at this point.
You don't even have the chance to do it.
I don't even know if I have enough hair on the back of my head to, like, do it. I would do it if, like, they could literally, I would do something ridiculous. Like, I want like Tom Brady hair now. Like, I'm super bald, like all the way. Like, if I let my hair grow in, I'm horseshoe bald. Got nothing up top, barely a little whiskers. And then it's even like thin on the sides. So if I did it, I would go all out. Like, I need 110%, whatever many plugs it takes. I want Hollywood hair. And then that's what I would do. You know what I do like? And I don't even care. I would do it and tell my friends I'm doing it. There's this lady, I think she's in Las Vegas or the West Coast somewhere. She's named like the toupee queen. I followed her for Instagram a little bit. This fucking lady, I swear to God. I mean, she's unbelievable. She's literally just, it's her in front of a white background with one of those neon lights you can get on Etsy that like you just put it whatever word and it says toupee queen. And these guys are like, wow, you'd be like, who's this fucking Hollywood A-lister? And they'd be like, it's just the most handsome guy you've ever seen, like the best hair. And you all of a sudden, she just peels his hair off. Like, literally, it's like horseshoe bald men. And she peels it off the top of their head, and they're just bald as fuck. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm telling you, Google this lady. Because then she shows how she does it. She like makes these unbelievable wigs. And I think they got to be super expensive wigs to begin with. And then she glues them on your head, and they're on for like a year or something like that. And then you have to go get it like reset and get a haircut on the sides and shit. But it looks unbelievable. I feel like the amount of hair I have on the top of my head, I could last a decade without having it reset.
You know what would actually be great is if you had like a toupee that you only wore on like the weekends.
Yeah.
Like, so people would see you all the time. Like, love that. Just during work or whatever, just normal, and then you go out to dinner with your wife and you put your toupee on just as like
all sideways.
This is like you're going out toupee.
I love it. I would have no ego about it. I'd throw that bitch on it for like a party and be like, wow, look at Tony's hair. People would be making fun of me like, fuck you, I don't care. I got hair today. One time
wedding, you show up to a wedding with a toupee on, all of a sudden you just get that would be great.
Who are you, Tony's younger brother? I mean, yeah. I one time when I was in high school, so obviously, I go whatever, and I would come. I came home from a day. I go off the bus, went up home, throw my backpack down, and my mom says, "Hey, I'm like, hey, what's up?" And then I look over, and my dad's like, "Hey, what's up?" And I just kind of looked up fast, and I said, "Hey," and I like dropped my back, like, what the fuck? I look back up, and he's smiling at me. I'm like, what the fuck? He had a toupee on. And he was like, literally, where he wore it that day. I'm like, what? Why do you have a wig on? He's like, what do you mean? He was like, trying to play it off. It was like an okay wig, but I have seen the fucking guy bald for the last 20 years. And he said he went to work that day. He got bullied so hard at work, he couldn't ever wear it again. I was like, yeah, obviously. People used to talk about it. Be like, remember your dad showed up with a wig that one time? I was like, yeah, I was 15. I came home. I double took. And I was like, what is going on with your head? And he was smiling at me. And I wonder where that is. I'd like to get that. Maybe I can rock it. We have the same hair color.
That would be great if you guys all just... Like all you have to do it as a team, you know. If all the Lecontis just showed up together,
I'd have to move
somewhere, all wearing them at the same time. Like, you guys should go get them all together.
Why not? Fuck it. I was my grandfather, my mom's dad had a toupee my entire life, and I had no idea he was bald till he was like, he died when he was like 88. It was like last year, something like that. He was like 8, maybe he was actually older. Might have been 92, whatever. But like, I didn't know he had no hair till he was like 81. So like 10 years ago, I found out that he was bald. I was like, "That's
how long was he wearing a toupee? Your whole life,
I never knew he didn't. I literally my whole life. There was a picture of him holding me in 1985 where he was balding pretty bad, and then I just like never put two and two together. And then, you know, he's always had the same hairdo. So I was like, "Well, he gets his hair cut regularly. What are you gonna do?" It's good, but it was like it was like a gray, you know, with a little bit left of black in it, hair. And I was like, that's just old man hair. I don't know. And he wore a hat every day, anyway.
Yeah, I don't see why you don't. I don't see what the downside of it is.
None. I just can't have, my wife says it the best. I can't be allowed to have hair confidence. Because you know what would happen to me if I had hair confidence? There's no rules. I was terrible. Like, when I had hair in high school, I was doing wild shit. I was doing faux hawks, blowouts before anybody even knew what a fucking faux hawk was. I was doing putting fucking lines in it and shit. If I had hair,
yeah, you need to be humbled.
That's exactly what it is. I can't be, because I'd be like David Beckham, you know what I mean? Like, where he'd be like, "Fuck it, I'll shave my head today, and then tomorrow I'll have fucking cornrows." That would be me. I can't be trusted. Diet blonde. And I would just think I was too handsome too. Like, and I would not like the hair does something for you, but it gives me too much fucking confidence that I don't deserve.
Hair confidence really is good. I think, yeah, I'm in for this toupee. I'm in for it big time.
Look up the toupee queen. We can fucking start a GoFundMe on the fucking for the pod. We can get somebody's on the Patreon. Get Tony to the toupee queen. I think she's in Vegas, and she's gonna take care of me. Take me up right. And I'll fly her out.
Shoot.
You're up.
I spell toupee.
T-O-U-P-E-E. You should see what this lady does.
I mean, that's bad. That might be on me that I don't know how to spell it, and you knew it so quickly.
I've been researching it for years, for decades. I know the ins and outs of it.
I mean, these are good.
Yeah, they're good. Tell everybody, I mean...
What would you get? Would you just get like a normal...
I get the normal businessman look, but then I'd like to get a, you know, you can get like a weekend party one. I wish you could, but you can't take these suckers off.
What do you mean you can't take them off?
Well, they glue them to your head. I mean, there's no gluing. I'm not gluing it back.
Wait, they glue, they're on your head permanently?
Not permanently, but like I think it takes some doing to get them off. I don't think you can just like, you take showers with them and everything.
You wear them in the shower like nothing? You wear them in the shower and you just.
It's like regular. It's like your hair. I feel like I'd sweating it. You know, like when you put on a wig and you get the netting in there? I don't like that one bit.
Yeah, I'm watching one right now. This guy's getting like kind of like, you know how like all these young kids have the same exact hair that it kind of like
broccoli hair,
like poofs up a little bit.
Hair?
Yeah.
Sure. He got the broccoli?
They all have it. Hmm. This is what this guy's get. Oh, he is gluing this whole thing to his head.
I told you. But they said,
wait, so how do you wash your scalp?
I think it's just like it goes through. I don't know. It's like netted.
Listen, we're not worried about these things, Ty. Why are you getting caught up in the nitty gritty?
You just got to prepare. Everyone needs to prepare for when we go to see the toupee queen in a couple years for you. I'm ready to go at any time. Anybody wants to saddle up and go out to Las Vegas or wherever she lives, Albuquerque, I don't know. We're going. Starting up a GoFundMe.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
All these guys, their shoulders are all slumped forward. They have like zero
no confidence
to them. they leave the toupee queen like, trouble.
They're walking, exactly. Yeah. You're walking out of there like you're fucking Tom Brady, and you fucking just won your sixth Super Bowl after you got that new hairdo. Guys, please,
well, you know,
join the Patreon. Join the Patreon. Send me to the toupee queen. I need to go.
Girls.com/MalcolmGoPodcast Girls with fake tits always like tell you like, oh, how awesome are my tits now? Like I have the like, oh, you're just jealous that you're intimidated by me because I have my awesome tits.
You say that? Like,
a guy with fake hair, I've heard it. A guy with fake hair has never walked up to a girl and be like, oh, you're intimidated.
It's a very embarrassing thing to have to admit. No. But then can you imagine if you were married or like you dated a girl for a long time? Because girls, like, they say they don't. Like, a lot of girls would be like, no, penis size really doesn't matter, and they actually mean it. And then, but no girl's like, I don't like hair. You know what I mean? Like, hair is almost always great for a girl. Like, there's never been a girl like, I don't really care about hair. But when a guy has excellent hair, they love it. You know what I mean? There's never, they don't turn that off. The girl loves the hair. They don't really can do without it. Girls can think a guy's handsome, bald, but they still would rather have hair.
Well, to be fair, I think everyone just likes hair. Like I've never seen a girl with not that much hair and been like, ew. No, I'm actually kind of into that.
That
like,
who's that
I
Boston
like strangly,
girl?
Stringy hair.
I had a good joke yesterday. Nick DiPaolo wrote something about she's a black sportscaster or whatever, and she's I don't know if she's got alopecia, and I can't say it because I'm a survivor of alopecia. She has no hair what's on her head, and they said something like, her not looking sexy. Like, how are basketball players supposed to look at her and think she looks sexy? I said, well, maybe they need a new ball. It was pretty funny to me. It made me laugh.
Tony's having fun.
I'm the best audience I could have because I make myself laugh. I work in a basement. Nobody's around. Nobody talks to me. So I usually just tweet out my jokes to myself. Anyway, did we talk about the Patriots game? I mean, I've never been more mad at a team leaving that stadium. People were leaving in the fourth, and I was like, that was the only time I was like, I get it. I can't watch. Like, it was such a depressing loss. Like I said, 35 years and like 30 years of going to the games, I don't know if I remember them losing an easier game ever. Maybe.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that too is that was like the first time I ever heard you guys like, are we getting rid of our season tickets?
I would never do that. Frankie says
no, I know, but there was talk about it.
He's a whiner in general. Like, he's KP was with us and he had to leave early because he had to like get out. He first of all, he's like, I'm staying the whole game, man. And I was like, there's no way. Like, he had to get to be in Logan Airport at 6 and he had a rental car. I'm like, you cannot stay till the fourth quarter. You have to be literally out of Foxborough by fucking 5. So like,
I didn't understand what was going on. I thought he was taking the train there.
No, I was like, so we pulled up, he parked at a church, like a $40, no fucking blocking church. And I was like, just get, like, literally, you can't stay here anymore. It was probably like a 3:45, maybe a little bit earlier than that. He left maybe a little early, but he couldn't wait to the end of the game. He'd been fucked. So he got out of there pretty quick, skedaddled. So me and Frankie were there. And then sometimes me and Frankie, like, when they lose, we'll just lose contact for a while. And he'll just, like, literally, we leave the game separately, even though we're sitting next to each other. We end up just at the it's a weird phenomenon. Like, you would think that, like, Frankie went to the bathroom or he went to the pro shop. But no, it's just me mumbling myself down the ramp and my brother, like, somewhere else doing something else, yelling, texting his friends. And then all of a sudden, he'll just come. He'll show up. He's got no patience. And I'll be sitting at the back of my car with a beer. And he'll be like, come on, let's just go. I'm like, where were you? And he'd be like, I just walked out. I was like, I've been here for 35 minutes. There's no way you just walked out. I would be sitting at my car drinking Coors Lights by myself, mumbling, muttering to myself, trying to put on the fucking Mike Vrabel fucking press conference after the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've gone to like playoff basketball games with Torin.
Yeah.
And we went to one that the Celtics had like a 30-point lead, and then they blew it at the end of the game to Miami. And everyone was like, and we just argued the entire way home. We were like yelling at each other.
But
and
not then basketball.
Like, after like 40 minutes, we were like, we both stopped and we're like, I think we're just mad that the Celtics lost. Like, this wouldn't have happened if they won. Like, we're just both super bitter, and we're like just arguing with each other over nothing, just hating each other. It's just that feeling of like the euphoria you, take it out you get someone. From when they win, where you're like hugging each other, like there's nothing wrong. To like as soon as they lose, you're like, why do you have to walk like that? Yeah. You know, you look like an idiot when you walk.
Why do you
like,
chew?
What? I don't.
Everything you do is annoying, and I hate your guts.
Yeah,
that's literally what it's like. And
God, I hate your face.
Yeah, that's the weird. I didn't really even think about that till just now. What a weird phenomenon it is that me and my brother sit next to each other, and then when they lose, we don't see each other for an hour, and nobody understands why. We never. I don't think we've ever walked out together. I walk down the ramp, and I just keep my head down, and I talk shit, but the whole time. People were like when people talk down the ramp, I'm like, I hate everyone here. Why is anyone having a good time? These people just don't take it serious as I do. They don't understand how big a deal this is to me. I'm out there fucking giving my heart. I'm putting my fucking my soul on the line to watch this team win. You think I want
to
pay
which is the way
$3,800 like, whatever the fuck costs for season tickets nowadays to watch them lose to a fucking skeleton Aaron Rodgers? It's a real literally. A fucking, I mean, a tenth of what Aaron Rodgers used to be. Just a guy that's there cashing checks on ayahuasca, getting weird, like fucking DNA tattoos on his arms. Nobody understands. I don't like that either.
He still kind of has it, though. Like, that last drive, that touchdown pass is real nice.
Yeah, but like, again, that was from 15 yards out. He wasn't fucking, like, 10 years ago, he would be fucking gunning it up the middle. Like, there would have been no chance we would have won. Like, he would have won by 60 if he was on the Packers. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't stop him with 30 seconds left most times in his heyday. Now, like, we were like, he stinks. Like, just give us the ball, we'll win. And we just couldn't. Like, every time the Steelers would punt or they'd fumble or Aaron Rodgers would throw an interception, you'd be like, okay, like, they're just got to score here and we'll win. And then they kept fucking it up.
There was a point in the game with, like, what did the Pats get the ball back with like a minute?
Long 40? Time. It was. I think they had it before the 2 minute drill.
And three timeouts.
Yeah, I think they actually.
I mentioned it.
Got it
to
before the 2 minute warning. Called the timeout before the 2 minute warning. So they basically had four stops at the clock. Yeah.
I mentioned to my uncle. I was like, there was a time in our lives where we're down 7 with 2 minutes left and two timeouts. And we would be trying to do the math on, all right, when we score the touchdown, are we going to be able to stop them to get the ball back to try to get a field goal?
There's multiple
that
times
was like conversations you had when like Brady was your quarterback.
10 points or 14 points, and they'd have the ball with like three timeouts in 2 minutes, and you'd be like, they're going to win this game. They're going to fucking win.
Yeah, like, you'd be like, all right, so they just, if they get this, like, we're going to get the ball back with this many minutes. Yeah, like,
it's going to force
you do that math.
It's literally what they would do every time. Like, Brady would drive the fields. Like, just think about, like, his first game back against when they played Buffalo on Monday night after he tore his ACL. They were down, what, 14? Or they were down 10 or something with, like, a minute and a half to go. They score a touchdown, kick the ball deep, and the guy fucking fumbled, and they score a touchdown immediately again. I mean, that was just the shit that would happen. It was a magic man. He's a magic man.
I'll tell you, the D-line's awesome.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Bob they do attack. Williams. If they could ever get better play, that's what they need to attack in the offseason, is better linebackers. They have, I mean, Spillane, like, this was his first good game, right? He had literally, like,
that was his best game.
He had, like, 15 tackles and an interception, but he's the only one doing anything. Christian Ellis got benched. He stinks. Fucking this kid Gibson stinks. Marte Mapp, who's not even a linebacker, he's out there playing. And I mean, and then they just got safeties and run support. Like, they don't have any linebacker fucking with thickness. I know they got Tavani or Tavai coming back. I don't even like him. He's not at all an athletic linebacker. Somebody just jumped on. Who could this be? Who is that?
What's up?
Oh. South Carolina kid.
I don't even know who it is. It's just darkness.
I'm down Carolina way.
It is the snake. What's going on down there, boys?
Is it coming? Am I coming through at all?
Yeah, 100%. How's the Carolina boys?
The smile on his face right now.
Living large.
Oh, we're rolling.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Nice.
Did KP call in?
No, I thought you were with him.
He told me he was going to call in on his way home. He's got to fly tomorrow.
Such a bitch.
He picked us up in his onesie and his cute hat.
I knew he was going to do that too.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? How's the IOP?
We're good.
Living large.
How's the Patriots talk, man? I just want to call and say I'm not as down as I was. I feel all right.
Really?
Yeah. That's been my stance the whole time. Like, we're a good team.
I feel like I'm opposite to everyone.
We're gonna clean up the penalties. Drake May throws a good ball high every once in a while.
Or behind. Okay. We just gotta tighten it. He's gotta tighten up his footwork, Vince. He can't be throwing behind Pop Douglas late in the fourth quarter. These are the balls we have to hit.
Let's be honest. Right.
1-2-3 pass. 1-2-3 pass.
You missed a good all-time blowout in this game. I may have been worse than the 1-2-3 pass when I was yelling at Ramondre Stevenson when he fumbled. I was telling a story about
two hands, one over the other.
Yeah, that's literally what I was doing, and I was yelling at I was just telling a weird phenomenon story. I wonder if you've ever noticed when the Patriots lose that me and Frankie and you too, we all just walk out to get like not together anymore. And then all of a sudden we just end up at the car at some point and everyone's like, fuck, nobody knows how we got there.
Well, we can't like we're each so many losses. Yeah. Like you have to work, you have to like process it on your own, you know?
My head goes down and I mumble to myself. I mutter all the way down the ramp. And then I just,
and Frankie's usually walking out with like his best friend who's a Steelers fan or something.
They just became best friends. Somebody, he had to go take a piss and he's fucking looking for a shirt for his kid. And then he'll show up at the car. I'm three beers deep. I'm like, you ready to go? I'm like, what? Where have you been? You have to cook.
That's right. Me and Tony are more like, we'll commit a crime if we have to on the way out of the state.
I'll do anything. I'll die. I'm going to die on that
field. And we have.
Yeah. I damn close to jumping out of the 204 to go at Ramondre this week. I was really close. When he fumbled twice and then Gibson fumbled, I literally was looking down, punching concrete. I started punching the concrete floor. This team, and people around me are like, I mean, they're doing fucking pit bull dances. They're fucking guessing what JetBlue seat is fucking closest to Key West. I'm like, what is going on? They got Jake from fucking Marshfield guessing for a trip to Orlando. I can't handle it. Too much interaction. Just can we focus on the game? It's Sweet Caroline break.
The craft group is focusing on the fan experience, and I don't like it.
No, it needs to be about football again. We need to go. I wish we could take both of those screens down, especially the one that overhangs just nothing. I wish I don't even know if Lambeau has a fucking screen. I want the smallest screens possible.
Yeah.
And no DJ, no PA. The PA man needs to say, okay, Ramondre Stevenson fumbles, Steelers recover. That's all he needs to say. And he doesn't need to be like, okay, fans, here's Jessica from Lynn.
And the keeper of the light.
No, I don't need that.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Exactly. I take everything down. Take the lighthouse down. Take the screens down. Just give me bare bones. I want a guy in a, like, I want it to look like Stackpole Field at Saugus High, a fucking 28-year-old kid who's high on fucking OxyContin, calling the game, saying, okay, Ramondre Stevens runs up the middle, and I got to go score some dope, so everyone get out of here safely.
Nodding off in between.
Yeah, guys. That's what I want. I don't want this anymore. I can't sit here and have a sideline girl. Like, I can't, the sideline girl, like, the cheerleaders go away. Like, everyone's talking about the guy cheerleader being out there. I'm like, get the girl ones out of there, too. We don't need them. What is the point of this?
Music Music at the game has to be the worst invention, and it's in every single sport too. It's a fucking nightmare.
It's just it's ADHD culture. They're like, you got to keep them. Got to keep them going. Got to keep them. It's like Las Vegas, where you just got to always entertain them. Got to keep them entertained. You know what I mean? So like, they keep spending money. Keep spending money. I'm like, no, just let me come for what I came for. You know what I mean? Like, no one's like, you're at a movie. Picture you're at fucking Mission Impossible, and all of a sudden like there's a silence in the movie, and they just put on fucking Bad Bunny. Like, I don't even know how else to explain it. Like, you're trying to watch an awesome game. And there's like a little.
Tony, how was your Patreon post game report?
Because I didn't
catch that one.
Oh, the Patreon's going well. I mean, we're getting our views up. Patreon.com/MountainGoatPodcast.
You must have been unhinged after the last one.
Huh?
You must have been unhinged Monday.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard whispers. You didn't make it into work on Monday.
Not true. Oh no, I didn't. But that was for a whole different reason. Yeah, I did. I didn't.
Well, as long as it wasn't just Patriots.
No. Yes, I didn't go. But that was for a whole different scenario. But now that you mentioned it, but it didn't help.
He had a far right rally to go to.
There may be a new burner on. There may be a new burner on the fucking. On the waves, on the wired. We're not gonna talk about that. Anywho,
anyway, did you guys do predictions yet?
Oh yeah, you got one for us?
I think we win.
Here we go.
And this is my first win I'm calling of the year. I've called losses everywhere else. I got him by 10. We got him by 10. We're rolling.
We're going to score 30.
Down. But anyway, there's like a bunch of Southern women here. I'm like, I got two steps in the door on a divorce. So.
Two steps? Full two steps. Two steps. Two, 10 toes down.
Yeah. I left my ring back at the hotel, so.
Hey, y'all.
No,
hey,
man, y'all. No, I'm not at that point yet. I'm not fully in, but just gonna imagine what it might be like, you know?
I'm just going to test the waters. We can test the waters here.
All right. I love you guys.
All right, bro. I'll see you.
Have fun, bye. Vince.
Have a good time. You can't let Vince get any fun. You can't let him get down there and have fun. See what happens.
Look
he turns
how happy
into.
He
turns into a. He literally. That's the biggest smile I've seen him have in 10 years.
He's just glowing.
I know. He really is. That's problematic for him.
Yeah,
usually, every time he calls his podcast, he's the most down kid you've ever seen. Like, I gotta get...
All you hear is the clinking of the whiskey glass.
I know. I just gotta get through the shift. If I get through the shift, that's literally every single time. Once I get through the shift, we're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right. You know how many times I've thought I've had to call him after and be like, I should probably call him after this, see if he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's like
great. Like we all joke, but that was a good
every once in a while. You want guys check in on your friends.
It is. It's like literally after somebody kills himself, and they'd be like, "You gotta check in on your people, man. Check in on your people." I think about that all the time. I gotta check on Vince, see how he's doing. He lives out in nowhere. I mean, it's not fair to him. That's like the third biggest hobby for people out there. It's like fucking golf and then suicide. They got nothing else.
Fishing. I mean, who likes to fish? That just
Nobody.
Seems. Like
that is suicide. Oh, I'll tell you, I had one of my big dad
fishing.
Moments though of this week.
Oh, what do you got?
I had one of my favorite dad moments ever. So brought Sonny out 10, right? And you know, he's got developmental issues, so it's difficult. He doesn't like to do sports, doesn't like to do games. He doesn't have a lot of wins in his life. You know, I get proud of him when he does stuff. And you know, I'm at the Cub Scouts with him, and I'll tell you this, like Cub Scouts stinks because I did it when I was little, but my dad would just drop me off. Now I am a Cub Scout. Like, I literally just have to be a Cub Scout. And we took him fishing on Tuesday, and I was getting a worm because the fish ate mine. And I gave my kid, I got him, like, one of the troops fishing rods, put a worm on it, and just gave it to him, figuring he was just going to fuck around with it. Like, I literally, 2 minutes before that, had taught him how to, like, cast it with the button and, like, get it all right. And, I go back and all I hear him goes, "Daddy, Daddy, I got a fish." The first one, I'm like, I turn around, the fucking kid, he cast it and reeled in a little sunfish. It was fucking elite. What a win for the boys. That's awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
I like to hear that. Look at Sonny.
I was beaming. I was beaming. So proud of the kid.
Maybe Sonny's a fisherman.
Maybe. Well, he gave up after that. He's like, I don't care. He's like, he goes out on top like he's Costanza. The minute he got one, he's like, that's fucking, I'm done.
Well, I mastered this.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't like fishing.
He might get that from. He might get that from Uncle Dom.
Probably. I mean, we caught, it was like one of those, you know, it's like a lake with just you know, it was the Golden Hills in Saugus. It's just like a pond. And they have like just sunfish. And we were just there at the right time that everyone was catching them every 2 seconds. It might have been the same dumb three fish, but like I pulled it up six times. I'm not even, like, six fish. I was like, all right, can we just go? I think we figured this out. Like, we left an hour before everyone else. He didn't even give a shit. We had a good time.
Yeah, you figured it out. What else? What is there to do? You threw the fish.
Teach a man to fish.
You brought it.
You eat for a lifetime. That's what I said. We got to get you down to Foxborough this season. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm looking at. I was just looking at the schedule.
Shedge.
And I'm thinking November.
Ooh, I'd love to get you to a Monday night Giants game with me in the throwbacks. I really want to go to the Monday night game.
When is that?
It's late November, maybe. It might be right next to my birthday, December 4th-ish. Might be around there.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice vacation day for me.
Yeah, you know how good that Tuesday sleep-in's going to feel? Getting home at 3 a.m. after a big W over the Giants.
Monday, December 1st. That would be a nice
one. Is that one. It? Nice. That's my birthday week. What
That's
a treat.
Still when it's not too cold. December's still nice. It's good.
Yeah, now it's fine.
It's going to be like 30, but it's a nice brisk 30 at night.
We'll bring a nice propane. I might take those off. I have those up for sale right now. I might take them off because me and you are going Monday night. I need somebody to go with me. I have to go to that. When's the last time?
Is no one going?
Huh?
The last game I went to was, I don't even know when. It's been a couple years.
I haven't been to one. I mean, they haven't had a night game, I think, since Tom Brady came back. That feels like the last time they had a night game. I think there was Sunday.
I went
night
to
football.
That game.
And I don't count Thursday
no,
night.
No, we
football.
Went to the Bears game.
Is that a Monday night?
That was a disaster night game.
Yeah.
That might have been Thursday, though.
Yeah, I don't go to Thursday games anymore. And I don't count those as night games either. I just count them as shit. I don't even count them as football games. It's like fucking.
Yeah, they're dumb.
That's the worst thing the NFL ever did. It's like, you could have put, just do it on Saturday. They have like this weird thing where they can't compete with college football. So they don't play on Saturday, but then they do after Christmas. It's weird.
Friday would be good, too.
Yeah, like, give them a little time. Like, Thursday, the teams are terrible. They're, like, still injured, and they're playing, like, no game plan, like, fucking fullback dives. You know, there's no game whatsoever. Now they're just doing, now they've run out of ideas. They're like, the games are terrible, so now we have to give them silly uniforms again. Like, remember when they did Color Rush? To like get people excited for
that. That was a nightmare.
And now they're doing like this rivalry uniforms. I mean, that's what it is now. Thursday night is just a way to make more money because the games stink. They're not good, and the teams look like shit, and they're all injured and hurt, and it's a pain in the ass to go to the game. And then you get fucking all of a sudden now they
and
just
Al Michaels used to be the best announcer.
Yeah,
like he was the guy that you always want to listen to. If you ask, like, most people, like, oh, what game does Al Michaels do? They'd be like, no, he doesn't do football anymore. It's like, oh, he does Thursday night for a decade.
But even he hates it. If you ever hear him talking,
he hates
it. You ever, like, who's he doing with the guy from college football, Herb Street?
Who also stinks. That guy's terrible.
But they, like, their games are always over, and they check out, and, like, they'll check out in, like, the second quarter and be talking about, like, remember in, like, 1978 when Tony Dorsett, they'll be talking about random shit that's not even the game. Like, the Browns versus the fucking Bengals. It's, like, 13-6 in the late fourth. And they're like, Tony Dorsett ran for 100 yards on this field once. They just talk, like, shit like that. Nobody even gives a fuck about. I don't know.
Hey, do you think there's, at any point, like, there's been discussions about you by Gillette Security?
No, because I don't get too crazy, and I don't, maybe. I mean, because there's been, I mean, I've been.
No.
I've never been physical with anyone. I've been, been accosted. I've been threatened violence upon me, but I always keep my wits about me. That's a good thing about me is even though when I'm drunk, I can keep my wits about me. My brother cannot, Vince cannot. But I can always be like, all right, man, just leave me alone. But I can talk shit with the best of them. So people usually back down to me. And I'm a big, I've got a thick neck, so people get nervous. The only person that was like ready to go with me was that like 16-year-old girl last year, and I still want to fucking punch that fucking girl.
You are bald, so that does give off the impression of you get nothing to lose.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, I don't have right anything now. To lose. That'd be an accurate description. So
like that Saugus guy who got in a shooting yesterday. My God,
that was great. Did you see his arraignment? Do you know what he said?
Yeah.
I was like,
no, not fully.
Oh, what a sachem. He was the guy was a Muslim, obviously. That like, so I guess he was the aggressor, and he came over and like bit the guy's hand. So this is on the other side of Saugus, which is touching Revere, obviously, and you know it's not the greatest spot, but it's not bad. And this guy shot a Saugus guy in the leg on a lazy Thursday night at an ice cream store. Because so like whatever, guy's a legal gun owner, and they got into a what do you call that? When people get mad,
road rage.
Yeah, road rage. So he got in a road rage with this guy, and he happened to be a Muslim, and you know, that's a number one no-no if you're coming into Saugus, usually, for some guys. And this guy, definitely. When you saw his arraignment in Lynn, you were like, that guy hates him immediately. And he was probably talking wild shit. And
bald head, yeah. Red Sox hoodie on.
Yeah, he's classic.
Like, you just know this guy is willing to go.
I know exactly what that guy's like. I know exactly what that guy's thinking. I just, that's like the ESP you have of being a Saugus sachem is just knowing that guy, exactly what that guy was thinking.
A thousand, yeah.
Yeah, you know exactly what he said too. And I mean, it was not kind to the man of Muslim heritage.
Yeah, that guy drinks Bud Lights strictly. And yeah, then sometimes on the weekend he does. Yeah,
on the way home, I'm sure, too.
But rum and coke weekends are like, oh shit, like watch out for him.
Yeah, it was like, only a Thursday. I mean, if you're taking your gun out on a Thursday, I mean, it's come out before, trust me. I mean, if you're driving with that sucker, you can't wait to pull it out.
I had a buddy tell us, he goes, he's like, yeah, did you guys hear what happened? There was a shooting. Apparently they were playing dice out front of Banana Splits and one guy wouldn't pay up.
That's definitely not what
happened. That didn't happen. He goes, swear to God, someone, I live right there, and I was talking to someone who watched the whole thing go down, and he wouldn't let it go. We're like, they weren't playing dice. No. Just stop with this.
They were, no one 1945 Brooklyn. Yes, that's what they do. The guy bit him or something. Like, they were talking shit to each other, and then the guy bit him, so he took his gun out and shot him in the leg.
I mean, it seems reasonable.
Right, wait, I mean, you got to respect the escalation. I mean, if we're going to ask... Yeah. I mean, you could, that's the problem with a gun, because that's what I would do too. That's why I could never have a gun. He had the wherewithal to shoot below the waist, because you're not going to get attempted murder for that sucker. You're going to get fucking assault at worst.
Yeah, true, because he also didn't leave or anything. He was pretty calm about it.
Yeah, he hanged tight, which is also a crazy fucking move. I guess he knew, because he has a legal gun, and he was like... on TV. You can't get away with anything anymore.
No.
I mean, your car is constantly tracked. Your cell phone's tracked. They know, like, literally... Remember when they caught Aaron Hernandez? This is how I segue back to the Patriots. Is like, they knew, like, he rented that car, but they had, like, the timeline between every single toll he went through. It's fucking... You can't get away from the government anymore. It's impossible to be a gangster anymore.
I just heard the story about a girl who stole... her friend, like this girl who's dating a guy's friend's
that's rare now,
stole the wife's credit card, and this girl racked up like $20,000. They found her in 10 seconds. So like, this is you buying all the stuff with the what do you think was gonna happen?
We got you on TV at JCPenney. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you can't get away with anything these days. You gotta do it all online.
Yeah, but then I don't know how to do any of that. Like, we need VPNs to start stealing stuff. And what you have to do
is just rob old people that don't know. That's the only thing you can get away with nowadays. And you do get caught doing that, too. And it's maybe the worst crime you can do, but it's the easiest one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're going to die soon. So you can rob them from, like, out of their bank account and be like, just give me $150,000 for cancer research. And they'll be like, all right. I'll do that.
Yeah, I had an aunt who did that to someone. Yeah,
I'll do that.
Just kept,
oh, did it?
Just
or like
ciphering
got,
money.
Got tricked.
Yeah, just kept ciphering money out of her great aunt's account.
Yeah, they don't know.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. You can't all take sudden, it with you. I'd say you can't take it with you.
All of a sudden, she went from Carnival cruises to Royal Caribbean cruises real quick.
Oof, that's a big step up, too. Yeah. I mean, Talk about going down. I went down before. My mom and dad were real big cruise peoples back in the 90s and early aughts. I mean, we had status on fucking Royal Caribbean. We were rolling in status. I mean, we were talking free sodas up the yin yang. And then all of a sudden, my mom and dad were like, let's try something different. They brought us on Carnival, and I was like, this is not the type of different we were looking for. I think this was, I mean, did we lose all our money? Why are we still going on cruises? Let's just go to Orlando. I mean, it is a disaster. I mean, it's literally a floating water park. It's all it is.
Cruises never appealed to me. I never understood it. It's strictly for
you gotta be a cruise guy.
All right, what's the best way? I have kids. I want to get as drunk as possible and not have to worry about them remotely.
Yeah.
Seeing them, looking at them, hearing them, nothing.
I love all of that. My wife hates it. I try to explain to her, I'm like, you go a different place every day. Like, you can get off the boat every day in a new island. She's like, but I want to go somewhere and be there. I'm like, why? And she's like, first of all, she hates the ocean. She hates like the idea of our kids being near that railing on an ocean. Like, the fucking thing's 6 feet high. You're not gonna fall over it. What do you think? They don't understand. And she thinks I'm gonna throw her over, which I wouldn't do that. I mean, she'd be more likely to throw me over if anything.
No, yeah, you'd try to leave her in Jamaica.
I'd be trying to do all the great stuff. I'd be like, "Bae, get up. We're gonna go to the midnight buffets, chocolate fountain." Nobody understands. I mean, you get so fat on a cruise. You have the best time. I mean, some of the greatest love stories of my life happened on cruises when I was in my teens. Fall in love with a girl on a Monday, and then, you know, basically you're engaged by Thursday, and then trying to round second
Tony,
base on
I
Saturday.
Saw you in the arcade with Veronica on Thursday. I thought we had something.
It was man, you go to the teen clubs. Me and Frankie be in the teen clubs. Thong song be bumping. I mean, forget about it. Some of the greatest love stories happened on a Royal Caribbean.
I don't know. I don't get the appeal at all.
We went to a probably 2001-ish. I was on a cruise, and we went and just happened to be a group from Saugus. It was like my same age. We didn't go together, but they happened to be on the same cruise. And there's this girl and all these guys. The guys, I knew who they were, but the girls I didn't know. And like me and this girl like hit it off. And we were like hanging out the whole week. Might have kissed or whatever, you know, something stupid. I was like 12 or 13. And then we went back to Saugus and she pretended she didn't even know me. And I was like, we just had a whole week of love. I thought it was serious. I'm a fucking nerd.
Do you remember the Shirley Temple we shared in the hot tub?
Come on, we were at the Oxygen Bar. Fucking played mini golf twice. I had so many weird things happen to me when I was little. Just random weeks like that. I don't forget shit. What? I don't remember like math, but I remember. Like, I'm trying to do my kid's fourth grade math. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. We're not doing this anymore. Tell his teacher to teach you. And then but I'll tell you what happened on a Royal Caribbean cruise in 2001 by the day. I'll tell you exactly what I did every day. It doesn't make sense to me how my brain works. Or I tell you who fucking. Who had the most tackles on the 97 Patriots? Like, I fucking know it's Vince, the Executioner Brown. I don't know why I would know stuff like that, but I just know. That's probably wrong, but I just fucking named him. Name dropped Vincent the Executioner.
I mean, I never even heard of this guy.
Call your dad up right now and ask if he remembers Vincent the Executioner Brown, because that's the greatest nickname. I mean, might as well be a fucking wrestler.
What position?
He's a linebacker.
The Executioner.
I don't think he was very good, but I just remember his nickname. I got to look him up now.
I mean, Carolina, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. I just feel like.
The Undertaker, like, Brown. I was wrong. Vincent the Executioner was like a 1920s gangster. Yeah, 98. He played 88 to 95. The Undertaker, Vincent Brown. God damn it. Somebody's calling me out on that, too. He was a second team all pro in 91, you know, not for nothing.
Yeah, I just feel like we're obviously not good, so it doesn't even matter who we play. Like, you can't really guarantee them beating anyone.
That's what I mean. I can't trust them until I can trust them. I mean, I thought they were going to, I mean, I can't. A team that fumbles five times, I can't trust. I just think they're going to beat Carolina because they're not good. Like, Carolina's worse, and they have a younger
Carolina
coach.
Did just get a big win, which I feel like when bad teams win, they don't play well the next week.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Patriots this week to score 30. I like them to go like 30 to 20 and win this game. I think they're going to put it this is going to be their best week in four. And next week, you're going to go to Buffalo. So you got to win this week. Got to be 500 going to Buffalo. Because they're going to get fucking smoked. That would be a real litmus test. See how they play in Buffalo.
Yeah.
The way it's been against Josh Allen the last 10 years.
All these games have been the same. I'm still like 23-22 Patriots. What's the spread this week? I don't even know.
5.5.
Pats are favored 5.5?
Yeah, it should be more. We're fucking
Holy
better.
Wait. Shit.
But they were fucking underdogs to Pittsburgh, 1.5. I'm like, Patriots should be favored in this game, and they got lost by fucking a touchdown. So, I don't know.
You'd have to have balls to take the Pats at 5.5 this week.
Yeah, at any time, really.
Against anyone. I don't care who they
are. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if it's fucking Saugus High School. I'd be nervous. Because they're liable to fumble 25 times, and Drake May, until he sets his feet every single time, I don't know if I could ever trust him. But
or just accept a bad play. He doesn't accept bad plays.
Well, he doesn't get it yet, because that's college in him still. That's like the run and gun, like you could always get out of it type thing. Lamar Jackson does it too. Like they just don't know how to.
Yeah, fucking, except Lamar Jackson can get out of it.
Most times he can.
The MVP of the league 4 times. Yeah,
he can get like slide out of things, but like. You know, most people can't do it. And Drake May was like that in college. Like Cam Newton used to do it too, and he would get caught fucking doing it. He just didn't fumble because he was so fucking big. I don't know. Whatever. Until next week. Listen, follow the podcast on Twitter, Brady Disciple, Malcolm Go Pod. KP's flying, so he's not tweeting at all. Malcolm Go Podcast at Gmail. Malcolm Go, it's everywhere. Malcolm Go Podcast, Discord. Follow the Patreon for my Monday shit when I break down the game. And I don't break down shit. I literally rant for 20 minutes to myself like a psychopath because nobody will talk to me. So I do 20 minutes about 15, 20 minutes of just talking about the game the next day. Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. It's like $1 a month, men, girls, $5 a month, $10 a month. Help the boys out. I mean, I'm trying to get a toupee here. All right.
I'm so for this.
I know.
If you came on the podcast by the end of the year with a toupee, it would be unbelievable.
I need to go to the toupee queen. Everybody, help me out. I'm trying to get a toupee. Go Pascal.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about order. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor! Your kids are honored! Your family's honored! We are
three! Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler!
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Brable. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league!
Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.